Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslowich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
We've got lots of conversation that takes us back into the past and off into the future almost at the same time.
Exactly. The question of how to get action in the political arena, yeah?
Well, that's going to be our first conversation. Let's get going. Now, depending on how you view them, PACs can be a band of enemies or fighters for social justice. As we've talked about many times on this program, PACs and super PACs look like they're here to stay. Now one has formed in Hawaii to fight political fire with food. And it's all about letting contributors put their money where their mouths are. Ashley Lukens is the Hawaii Program Director for the Center for Food Safety. And she joins us this morning. Hi there.
Aloha. Good morning.
When we talk about the new PAC forming, we should say it's yours. It's the Center for Food Safety's.
It's the Hawaii Center for Food Safety Action Fund. So yes, we are a PAC.
And this is a brand new thing for Hawaii.
Yeah, I think this is the ever food-focused PAC in the state.
What makes it time now for us to have a food PAC?
I think people are really looking for the opportunity to participate in the political process in a meaningful way. And I think this PAC provides them with that opportunity.
That seems to suggest that perhaps the way in which we've seen other organizations try to operate hasn't been as effective as a PAC might be.
Yeah, I think the food movement has been fighting with their shovels, fighting with their spatulas. We're in our kitchens, we're in our gardens, but we're recognizing how important the policy process is. And every policy sort of initiative needs to have an electoral component. And this is our opportunity to participate in the electoral process.
So how has this been received by others in the food policy movement in Hawaii?
I think people are really excited. I think they like the idea that this is going to be really well organized. We're going to be very targeted in how we participate in the electoral process. We have a lot of really great minds that are helping us come up with our plan. And it's going to help us harness just the incredible energy of the local food movement here in Hawaii, again, in really effective and targeted ways.
What do those effective and targeted ways look like?
I mean, reaching out to really strategic voter groups, understanding what elections matter, what elections we need to participate in, educating people, not just on our issues, but where candidates stand in terms of those issues.
That sounds like more than just the great public education efforts that we hear about so much or that we see happening, which are all very good and fine, but you're talking about a way in which you can see it show up in political results.
Yeah, I think it's been a shift for my thinking as well. I mean, understanding that, for example, a state house district can sometimes be won or lost on 1,000 votes, even 50 votes, 100 votes. So if we can really reach voters, give them a sense of where their candidates stand on certain issues, and give them the information they need to go out and vote, we're really going to have a powerful impact in the long run. And I think that's what the food movement is looking for. We have a lot of energy. We have a lot of support. This PAC just provides them with an opportunity to participate in a really meaningful way in a sort of abstract electoral process.
Do lawmakers really, even now, know enough for you to be able to represent their perspectives accurately to their constituents?
I think that we are going to go through a very formal endorsement process and let candidates tell us where they stand on our issues, and we'll just pass that information along to potential voters. And in the meantime, I think it will give candidates an opportunity to realize that food matters. People care about local, sustainable agriculture, and they want to see more advocacy at the state level.
And they haven't kind of gotten that already with all the conversations we've had over even just GMOs, let alone anything else regarding organic, non-organic, but just that issue alone?
I think that we haven't seen an organized presence of the food movement in the electoral process yet. And so although I think they understand that these are issues that are important to the people, they don't realize how organized we are becoming and will be during this next legislative session. And this is just a part of educating voters and potentially advocates for that process.
Some have said, you know, there are a lot of people, but there are very few legislators. Shouldn't the weight be more centered on the people who have to be the ones who are the recipients of all these policies? And yet it always seems to shift the other way. What do you see as being the place where you can change that fulcrum so it's a little bit more heavier weighted toward a lot of what you're hearing from your constituency?
I think, again, it's a long-term plan. I think the food movement has been incredible at starting to participate in a political process that they were otherwise a little unfamiliar with. And as we become more educated and involved and organized, we're realizing that getting involved in elections is a necessary complement to the policy work that we want to do at the legislature. And by supporting the candidates that are our advocates, we empower them to further advocate for us during the legislative session. So this is just a part of a full year plan that I think the food movement really has to be better advocates during the session.
Meanwhile, while this year is happening, we've got an election coming up in November. How active do you see yourself in the coming election?
I think we're going to be really active. I mean, in Hawaii, you know, it's all about the primary. And so I think this summer is going to be an opportunity to take, you know, the thousands upon thousands of people that are really active on these issues in their everyday life, and again, give them a really well-organized opportunity to participate in the electoral process. And I don't just mean financially. I also mean contributing their time, their energy, their ideas, reaching out to neighbors and friends, particularly in those key districts where we think the election will be significant.
A lot of kitchen conversation.
A lot of kitchen conversations, a lot of phone conversations, a lot of canvassing, going door to door.
But still, this doesn't leave you a great deal of time because here we are May 9th in 3 months. We've got a primary.
Yeah, and not even we haven't even had all the candidates pull their papers yet. So we don't even know who's running. But we've been thinking about it. We've been talking about it. I mean, the movement is geared up. On Maui, they are running a massive voter registration drive. And you're talking about a state where, you know, sometimes less than 40% of the population is voting in a primary election on an off year. So if we can register folks to vote and turn them out on Election Day, August 9th, even if we just turn out 500 people, that can have a really significant impact on an election. So I think although our movement's task is huge, I think this summer we have a manageable task that I feel really confident we can be successful with.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching you and having more conversations with you and others as it evolves. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Ashley Lukens is the newly installed Hawaii Program Director for the Center for Food Safety. It's a follow-up to her recently minted PhD in political science from UH Manoa and her ongoing advisory work with the Hawaii Food Policy Council.